I think I stayed in my room from Sunday night until Wednesday night, until I had to go to church on Wednesday night, because I was afraid if I went swimming, I would drown, and I knew I would go to hell. I knew it beyond a shadow of a doubt that I didn't want to get in the car. I was scared to death going to church that Wednesday night because I knew I wasn't saved. And playing in my mind was, but I'm a good person. I already went down the aisle. I already got baptized when I was younger. But I wasn't saved. And I knew it.
Staigute! Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. On today's program, we'll hear from a gal who grew up in a Christian home, but came to realize that being in church and behaving yourself doesn't make you right with God.
Well, my name's Nicole Harjo. I'm a Creek Indian. I'm only a quarter. My dad is a little over half. I grew up in a home where my dad was a pastor and I always went to church. I guess that was one of the things when I was young. I can remember specifically when I was in third and fourth grade, I didn't want to go to church. We lived in a small community and there weren't many kids that came like on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights to church. And actually on Wednesday nights, I was the only kid there and I have to go sit in the prayer service and I hated it. I heard this said before that I had a drug problem, and my drug problem was that I was drugged to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, and I didn't like it. As a kid, I didn't like it. But when I was in first grade, I remember that my cousins had gotten saved when they were in first grade. I have two cousins who are a year older than I am, and I can just remember thinking that they got saved then. And so I thought maybe that's what I was supposed to do. And I'm sure that I knew all the right answers, I guess church answers, because I was raised in church. I knew who Jesus was and I knew all the right things to say. So I walked down the aisle and I got baptized and went on from, you know, first grade on. And after that, you know, I still hated going to a church. That didn't change anything. I didn't like it. And when I got up into junior high and started going to the youth group, I have three older brothers, and I used to hang out with them all the time. And for some reason, they let me. And so I hung out with them, and I was part of a really strong youth group. And there were some young people in there who were strong leaders. They were good, strong Christians. And I can remember looking at them and looking at myself, and although I knew how to act and I knew how to behave, I knew all the right stuff. I knew everything. I didn't get in trouble. I didn't go out and do anything bad. But when I looked at their lives, it was different. And I guess that I was missing something on the inside, that something just wasn't right. And I can remember being in sixth and seventh grade that waking up, and I guess my dad would be up reading his Bible because his pastor might have been Saturday night before, I don't know. But there was a couple times that I woke up crying. And I would go in there with my dad, and I'd sit on his lap all the time. And he would ask me what was wrong, and I would tell him, I don't know. And I would just cry, and he'd sit there and hold me and let me cry. And I get up and go back to bed. And my dad changed churches to here in Oklahoma City, here at Glorieta. And when we moved here and we left out there, that was real hard for me and my family because we were so close with those people out there. And those were the older kids were the ones that I looked up to, and I saw how their life was living out and how it seemed real, I guess. Being a Christian was real. And to me, it was just something that I do good. And I did good. I did right. I did good. I didn't do anything bad. It was kind of like a list of do's and don'ts. And I made sure I did all the do's and don't do the don'ts. And when we moved here, I didn't have that, I guess, that support at first. And I can remember we had been on a mission trip to Dulce, New Mexico. And we had came back, it's about a week later, and there was a couple older women in our church who went forward and got saved. And they were women who were on the mission trip. And I was like, wow, I thought they were saved. And I started thinking, maybe that's my problem. Maybe what I did when I was in first grade is I just walked down the aisle and that was it. I got dunked under some water. They say you go down a dirty sinner and come up a clean sinner. You know, that I was just wet. That's all that it did. And so that was like on a Sunday evening. And that evening I went home, and I guess seeing them women go down and get saved and ask Jesus into their hearts, it clicked that it's not a list of right and wrong, that it's a personal relationship with God. And that Sunday night, I told you before that I always did everything with my brothers. And I had one brother still at home, and he was fixing to go away to college. And we did everything together. We'd go here and go there. He let me tag along. I was a freshman, or fixing to be a freshman in high school. And he would come into my room and say, "You want to go swimming?" "No." I think I stayed in my room from Sunday night until Wednesday night, until I had to go to church on Wednesday night, because I was afraid if I went swimming, I would drown, and I knew I would go to hell. I knew it beyond a shadow of a doubt that I didn't want to get in the car. I was scared to death going to church that Wednesday night because I knew I wasn't saved. And playing in my mind was, but I'm a good person. I already went down the aisle. I already got baptized when I was younger, but I wasn't saved, and I knew it. So that Wednesday night, I was sitting on the back pew, and I was really holding on tight to that pew, and they sang a chorus, another chorus, and finally, I just walked down the aisle, and I talked to my dad and told him and said, what I did whenever I was young, I don't think I actually understood what it meant to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that I wasn't saved and that I would go to hell. That's the only thing that I knew, is I was going to hell. And at that point, I realized what a relationship was, that it's just like a relationship with anybody else. It's talking to that person. It's listening to that person. And I needed that. And so at that point, I prayed and accepted Jesus as my Savior. I started in high school, and whenever we first moved here, I went to a public school, and I just had a really hard time because I was used to a small school, and we moved here to the city, and it was large, and I just couldn't function in that atmosphere. And so luckily, my mom was a teacher, and she started teaching at a private school, and I got to go there from my sophomore through my senior year, and I was able to be around other Christian young people, and I was able to see how to develop a relationship with God, how important it is for me to talk to God and to read my Bible, and then just to listen, just to sit there and hear what He says and speaks to me. And one of the things that, as I think back about my life, I guess before I was a Christian, and if I hadn't ever become a Christian, it scares me, because like I said, I never did anything bad, but my heart was evil. The things I wanted to do, it was in my heart, and I thought about them. And it scares me to think if I was just to get up a little bit older and to get out on my own, what I would have done or what I could have done. And that scares me to think the kind of life maybe that I would have lived, because I knew, you know, I wanted to go out with my friends when I was younger, but I couldn't. And so that kind of scares me to see that maybe other people can't see or couldn't have seen the change in my life, because I had my list of do's and don'ts, and I did the do's, but in my heart, I wanted to do the don'ts, I guess. And so other people may not have been able to see a change, but in my heart, in the heart that as I laid there in bed and would cry, or as I would sit there and think, I'm going to hell, that was gone because of inside what had changed. And then it may not be on the outside that everybody can see. And some of the time it is, you know. But like I said, I didn't go out and drink and party and everything, but I was still evil. Sin is sin no matter what. One of the things that I think about now is how lucky I am to have the parents that I have. I know my parents prayed for me every day. I think that's why I'm safe today, is because my parents raised me in a Christian home when I had that drug problem and was drugged to church. I'm thankful that my parents did that. I'm grateful. And now as I have a family of my own, I want to do that for my kids. Pray for my kids, to raise them in church, to bring them up, so to have that protection around them that they won't go and do the things that maybe they think they're supposed to do whenever you become a teenager. That you don't have to do that. And it's all because of God, because my parents prayed that he watched over me. And now I pray that for my children, that they will have that same protection, that God will watch over them, and that one day they will realize the sin in their life and realize that they need a Savior. How can a person become a Christian? One of the easiest ways that I know, I guess, to share that is ABC. And the first is to admit to God that you are a sinner. That it doesn't matter what, like I said, if you think you're a big sinner or a little sinner, a sin is a sin. So you have to admit to God that you are a sinner. And then the B is to believe. Believe that Jesus Christ did come and he did die on the cross for our sins. But he didn't just die on the cross and that was it. He rose again. And that's, I guess, the whole thing of our faith, is that we have a God who is alive. And so you believe and put your faith in him. And then the last thing is confess him as your Savior and Lord. That's how a person would become a Christian, is to admit and realize that, hey, what I've done is wrong. And then believe in what Jesus did do, that he came, he died, and he rose again. And then confess him as our Savior and Lord.
There are a lot of people who think that being religious will make them right with God. They're hoping that somehow, if they do the right things and don't do the wrong things, that he will accept them. The truth, though, is that even the kindest person still has a sin problem. In fact, we're all guilty before God. Listen to what he tells us in his word. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So how then can we be made right with God? Jesus tells us how in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Interested in what you've heard? Visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. Or download the Storyteller radio app and choose Hope. Do you enjoy the Storyteller? Tell us about it. We'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our email address is storyteller@withoutreservation.com. Or you can message us at 877-766-4648. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.